Orange Brick Eclectic is a space created for creatives and musicians to come together and support one another. They recently had their grand opening with an event called Artists Helping Artists, which featured a group art show with music by several local bands. They will be hosting an encore show on April 3rd and 4th, and today my guest is one of the organizers, Johnny Galindo. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So, Johnny, how did this whole situation come together?
It's quite a long story.
Tell it. We have plenty of time.
Basically, I was going to UTEP and I made two very specific friends. One was Victor Casas, who goes by Mask.
I know that guy.
Yes. And I made another friend who is Brian Holt, who goes by Amberflow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we were talking for a really good amount of time and we had bonded over the time that we were going through COVID, and we were having a discussion that basically went a little bit along the lines of like the representation of artists in El Paso and how we were kind of expecting something different to happen, and that representation was very, it felt almost kind of like if you ever go into a gallery, you see the whole show in less than 30 seconds. And so at one point during that discussion, it was kind of like, well, why don't we do something different? Or I think that we could curate something a lot more interesting and better and different. And in this time, my grandparents, they have this huge building, which is 2430 Texas Avenue, where we hosted our event. And they had a tenant who had just cleared out that top floor. And I just called everybody the day that I heard that they were leaving. And I was just like, hey, well, why don't we throw a show together? You know, this discussion happened around October and everyone was super excited. And we're just like, we got 1 month and we're going to do this. And we were going to show in November. And then it was really hilarious trying to get everything ready by November. And then we realized that we needed a lot more time.
Yep.
And so afterwards we had decided to move it to a later date, which was eventually like March 11th to 14th.
That wasn't too crazy of a story.
Well, the process of getting into there was really crazy. Like running, it's so surreal when people ask, like, how was it running Orange Brick for the first event? Because it's been asked a little bit. And it's like, well, it's very challenging when you have 30 different people with 30 different ideas about how they view the world and art and how they express themselves. And then you try to throw an exhibition that has 30 different people and you're trying to space everybody accordingly so that no one's artwork is interceding with anyone else's space. And then you have a lot of people that are really excited about the project and they want to get in, and it's just like, we're at capacity, you know?
But that's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of like where you are right now. So when I was your age, I was doing the same thing. And you just figure it out after the fact, right? Because it's hard. it's really freaking hard. And you have to figure out solutions to things that you never thought about. But the beauty is that like you're in too deep. So you just got to make it happen, right? Which is what you guys did. Because let's talk about what you did. You had this amazing art show anchored with musical performances. And it just, in a location that nobody knew, that is a little odd to get to.
Yeah.
And yet you pulled it off. So number one, congratulations. Number two, keep doing it. But number three, what did that feel like? So once you've gone through it, it happened, people had a great time. I mean, you're having an encore show. What does that feel like?
Well, I guess we all had different perspectives of it. And this sounds very negative, what I'm about to say. But I was very frightened and had lower expectations than what I thought was going to happen, because it's kind of like, well, I guess I had a lot of people that I had told this idea to in the past, and they were kind of like, well, it's El Paso, you know, don't expect it to be that grand. Don't expect lines wrapping around the building and a lot of different things that like every day there was like one of those things that's like, hey, don't worry about this, actually ended up happening. So it was like, oh, well, those are all complete lies now.
But, you know, that's the anxiety that comes with any event. even if it's like your birthday party, right? Or like if it's like, okay, we're going to do this grand gesture of art. And is it going to happen? Is it going to work? And it did.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And then some, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I think everyone was like super shocked at how well received it was, because I guess we all developed the tunnel vision as we've been developing it, that it's like we were all focused on our work and we were all doing these things. And then it was a little funny, like when we had got into the last 2 weeks and I had announced it and I was like, hey, everyone, we're 2 weeks away. And everyone's just like, wait a second, what do you mean we're 2 weeks away? And I'm like, well, yeah, this thing has to end at some point. We have to start showing people. It could never be like the never ending story where it just continues. And everyone started to freak out a little bit. And it was a little interesting because that's when everyone started to stay later. And then there were some people that they were like, we don't like our concept anymore. And they were changing a lot of things really drastically. And it was like, it was so interesting just being there those last 2 weeks, because almost everyone, including me, everyone was just running around and just trying to figure out what was going on and how we're going to do this. And there were logistics that we didn't talk about that were being planned those last 2 weeks.
Did you display your art there as well as putting the whole thing together?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that's like extra pressure, no?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because it's me. Me, Brian, and Victor were in there. A lot of us, because we were the brainchild of this idea, we were getting asked a lot of the questions. Mm-hmm. Especially for me, I had the keys because I had the responsibility and I had brought everyone into the building.
You're the adult in the room, by the way. That's what happened to you.
Oh, yeah. So that also led with a lot of questions. And it was just like really interesting trying to answer everyone. And then I'm sitting there also painting my mural because I was freaking out about it too. And I actually was guilty of changing my concept last minute as well about how I was going to handle my room. But yeah, I mean, it was very... I don't even know. I feel like I have a newfound appreciation for curators after curating my own events.
It ain't easy, that's for sure. So what's the plan next? I mean, are you going to keep this thing going, or is the building going to be leased?
So the good thing, the cool thing is that since it's the building is owned by my family, they were concerned about how it would run in the beginning. And I was just like, well, let me get through the first show and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a success, then cool. And if not, then it was an honest attempt at something different.
Yep.
But with the overwhelming support that we got and the level of stuff that we went through during the show, it kind of got my family thinking. It's like, okay, like, how are we going to help you out so that you could run this thing? Because you ended up creating your own job, which was really cool. And, how are we going to continue to run this thing? And so I'm talking with my family. I'm talking with some friends who are in some business ventures and stuff like that. And they're all giving me different advices on how we should run Orange Brick from this point onward and how to keep the vision alive to help other artists to display and work and figure out how this whole thing actually should run, you know, from a standpoint so we can have more consistent shows.
So you said something interesting. When you decided to become an artist, did your family freak out? Or were they like, okay, we got your back?
No, if they're probably going to get mad at me, but I'd rather be honest about the scenario. They were very concerned about how it would work. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the reason why that they got really concerned about it is because there's a stigma about artists, which is the starving artist, which... it's just this idea that was conceived about the same time Van Gogh was going around, where we have this brilliant mind and this brilliant artist, but you know, you're not famous until you're dead and your work doesn't have any value.
Well, I get to talk to artists every week and I know that they make a living, which is why I asked that question, because I know like families, unless you know, you come from a family of artists, or even then they're like, no, don't do it. But it's this thing that when you tell your family, I'm going to become an artist, I think that's exactly where their head goes into what you're describing. Like, oh, great, he's going to be homeless and famous after his death. But this was a kind of an opportunity for you, wasn't it? Like out of the bag to be like, hey, this is what can happen through art.
Yes, no, absolutely. And, you know, I won't lie, even though I can't fully take the credit for this.
Of course not. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people there. Yeah.
Yeah. We would not have been able to push Orange Brick to where it is right now had it not been for Brian Holt and Victor Casas being there supporting and assisting and even bringing in a good majority of artists and even musicians and anyone. It's like, it's kind of, if you don't know, it's like, I know someone who might know about this. And that's how this whole thing formed, you know? And yeah, I'm just so excited and confused about how we're going to go forward. But I feel positive that as we progress, you know, more and I start to learn more about how this actually runs, we can be able to have more events. I mean, even though we're preparing for the encore, I'm actually already sitting down with a team already discussing how we're going to go about our second show and how it's going to work and how the artists are going to come in and kinks that we're still trying to fix. You know, so that way we can become more accommodating to the artists. So that way we can keep pushing this. Because I think, I don't know, I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm still shocked and surprised how those 4 days went. You know, because those first 4 days were so shocking. And I'm still trying to, like, deal with the repercussions of it. Just because it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, on that Thursday, it was so... The crowd that came was so huge. It was wrapping around the building at least once. Mm-hmm. And that building is not tiny. So that's why when I tell people, I'm like, dude, you have no idea how how many people went. It still is surreal.
But it gives you an idea. I mean, people want this. You know, El Paso wants this. And anytime somebody takes a risk, they show up. I went through it when we started Chalk the Block. It was like, okay, it's this idea. And then it just became this big downtown thing. But you got to start somewhere. You know, you just got to jump in, which is exactly what you did. And I don't know. I, for one, I mean, I don't even know you, but I'm very proud of you. I'm so excited that you did this and that people responded the way that they did, because we do. We're hungry for art. We're hungry for music. And all we're waiting for is somebody to give it to us. And you did that.
No, absolutely. I think because my best friend said it to me this way, and once you said it this way, I was just like, no, you're right. It's just like, you did all these things with everyone else while everyone, including yourself, was in school during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of major, dude. It's kind of a big deal.
It is. It totally is.
Well, today my guest has been Johnny Galindo. If you didn't catch the first coming of Orange Brick Eclectic, you're in luck, because the encore show is going to happen on April 3rd and 4th. And what's the address again?
2430 Texas Avenue.
So there you have it, Orange Brick Eclectic. You can find them on Instagram as well. It's going to be April 3rd and 4th at 2430 Texas Avenue. Johnny, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.